All right. We are live.
How do I just save this to my save image? Does that go to my camera? All right, cool. Dude, I have some really bad news.
You got bad news?
Yeah.
Did you post it on Instagram yet?
I have not posted my bad news on Instagram yet.
No, if you posted the photo I just sent you.
Oh, no.
I had to do my job first. Well, so, and you need to complete your job.
Now I'm like technically 30.
Yeah, you are 30.
That's kind of correct. Yes.
So I,
you are 30. You were 30 100% of the time.
Shut up. there's two parts to this. First off, I haven't shaved in like 2 weeks because I lost the cord to charge my, you know, room shaver thing.
So hold on. You don't have a razor in the house?
What, like a clean shaven razor?
Yes. Like a Gillette Mach 5 Pro?
Or a Harry's?
Is that what I use? Yes, I have that shit. I mean, who does a... I'm not thinking of the words right. Who shaves their face with those?
That's what they're for.
Yeah, the thing
that's literally what a razor is for, Zach.
All right, yeah, I don't use that shit. Because it gets too close to the skin and then blah, blah, blah. I don't like it.
You just shave it. Are you sensitive, Zach?
No. Are you searching? Sensitive
skin?
Are you reaching?
No, I was going to make a joke about sensitive skin because usually when people say it gets too close to the skin, you have sensitive skin, they get razor burn.
But Zach, being as sensitive as he is, thought you were attacking him.
Yes, exactly. Point proven by Anthony. It's fun to throw gas, isn't it, Anthony?
Oh, I love it.
Welcome back to another Fwegzy episode of What Dad Podcast, bringing you the meeting after the meeting every week. Our mission is to assuage you, the listener, a questionable entertainment, and talk about whatever we want. I'm Zach.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jack.
Yeah, well, so I didn't shave my face for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking a piss the other night, and I look in the, washing my hands afterwards. I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm officially 30. I found 2 gray hairs in my beard.
Zach, you're already balding.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to accept balding than gray.
I find really? Sunflower seeds in my beard. Am I getting old?
Were you eating sunflower seeds?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I have a serious question. How is like... What's worse, balding or okay, that's a good question. What's worse, balding or graying? I happen to be doing both.
So here's the thing. You know how like X plus Y equals Z? I made it Canadian for Anthony.
Thank you.
I don't know how algebra has to do. You could just say plus 1 equals 2. You know, that would have made much more logical sense.
Yes, you know if variable can mean equal anything. To 1 and Z is equal to 2.
Okay, fine. You know how like tragedy plus time equals comedy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I've been known that I was going bald since I was 18. Mm-hmm. So for the last 12 years, I've, you know, with time understood, and it's like not, you know, I'm comfortable with that now. But going gray is a totally another story. I just found out about this like 2 nights ago after peeing.
Oh, okay.
So at 42, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, by the time I'm 42, I'm not going to give a shit if I have a gray beard.
Okay, then just wait till you're 42.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, next episode when Zach's 42 and finally got over the gray beard, dick.
Yeah. And then you can share your experience and strength and hope about that. It'll be awesome. All right. Did you pluck the gray hairs out of your beard?
No, I don't have tweezers.
Zach, you're 30 and don't own tweezers?
Hey, you know what? If you fucked up your 20s the way I did and you didn't get sober at 14, you'd understand. Nowadays, you can fuck up your entire 20s. I
mean, none of us got sober at 14.
Put your life together in your 30s.
We got sober 3 years apart. 4 years apart in age. Sorry.
I got sober at 27.
No, this changes every time we talk about it. You say 25, 26.
It's fucking weird. Okay, so my sobriety birth. Okay, so I technically got sober at 26. Is that what you want me to say?
I'm trying to understand, Zach. That's all.
My birthday is in October. My sobriety birthday is in September.
Okay.
So
you got sober when you were 26.
Technically.
Again, the best yes. kind of correct.
I mean, you know, assuage. So Jack texted me last night at 1:30 and said he was jerking off.
Oh man.
I feel
could not fall asleep last night, dude. It was terrible. I drank like two like cups of coffee at Zach's earlier.
Which is double your weekly quota.
Yeah. Definitely double my weekly quota. Monthly quota at this point. I haven't had coffee. I hadn't had coffee in like a month. And definitely shouldn't have done that. And I ended up falling asleep at like 2:30 in the morning. I woke up at 6, fell back asleep at like 7 in the morning. But I texted him and I was on my way. I got this. I've been trying this new, like very, very new, like diet. Like there's a trying to be like more plant-based.
I'm sorry.
How many pounds in laughing at me?
So you only eat animals that eat plants. Got it.
Yes.
Oh, if that's plant-based, I'm plant-based as fuck.
Actually, no, it's the exact opposite of that. I don't know why you need to laugh at me when you're, I don't know. I'm not even going to say your weight on the podcast.
Yeah.
Out of respect for you and of our friendship.
You hear that? Jack actually respects me.
Always the optimist.
I'll take it where I can get it.
No, but it's something I experimented in a couple years ago where I just was like, I'm just going to try and eat more vegetables. And that turned into, actually, it started like as not eating meat every meal. And then it turned into like, let's do meatless Monday. Then turned into eating meat only on the weekends. And then it turned into like a plant-based diet for like 2 or 3 months. And I actually lost a lot of weight. I was pretty healthy. And then I got bored with it. And then I usually get into something for about 3 months and then I get bored with it and I move on. But I don't know. I've been attempting to like, I know we're not a diet podcast or a plant vegan based podcast. I could never go vegan, dude. I can't like give up cheese. Just couldn't do it, even though that's not a plant based thing.
It comes from animals that eat plants, so we're good.
Yes. So what happened was I like for the first time, I've been trying to do this slowly over the last 2 weeks. I'm just like progressing to the diet. And so yesterday I did for the first time a completely plant based. I'm not going to share the details, but I like didn't eat meat. I didn't eat anything like eggs, no cheese, none of that. And then of course I couldn't fall asleep. And so at 2 a.m, I'm starving. So then I just went and got like a 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's and a large fries.
You know, technically not really meat, so you're still good.
French fries are plant-based, 100%
yes.
plant-based. So, and I texted Zach at like 1:30 in the morning. I was like, your insomnia rubbed off on me. And he's like,
after you rubbed off and texted Zach.
Exactly.
That got boring real quick, dude. Especially when you can't stay up, when you're up all night and you're just like, well, this is boring. It was like 5 minutes of fun.
Oh. Were you at least able to sleep after you devoured?
No, the object of that usually at night is to pass out afterwards. It didn't work. The caffeine held strong.
So you spanked one, ate some Mickey D's.
Yeah.
And then was just up still?
Yeah. I was up for another hour and eventually passed out.
Oh my God. Dude. I fell asleep like 2 seconds after you texted me.
I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
So I'm a little short. I don't have a lot of patience.
Yeah, we know.
My brain isn't fully working. And yeah, we're going to try and podcast. And hopefully I don't sound like a dick. That's why we need video right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
So
I posted that picture.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you guys want to know what I said on it? I literally just posted it. I haven't checked yet. Yeah, somebody liked it.
Who?
Nick. What's up, Nick? Love the support. I wrote, welcome to another episode of Jack's Cat Walking Across the Screen. Brush your teeth, wake up. It's time to get that cake up. No cap.
No cap.
That was technically English, but I didn't understand it.
It sounded motivational. I don't know.
No, what does no cap mean?
No cap. Like no cake up.
Have you ever seen?
Because the kids I work with.
On, you ever, used way too much Gen Z slang for us.
We're have old, you ever remember. Seen 22 Jump Street?
Yes.
Where he wants to break through the ceiling of oppression.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So no cap is essentially like don't put a limit to what you can achieve.
The Gen Z adolescent teenage boys that I run groups with.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, this sounds really bad as I'm saying it. in a locked room. No.
So the boys you play with?
Yes. We go to the park and play. They use cap as like it's like a form of like bullshit. They're like, when someone's telling a story, it like 80% of the stuff they say I know isn't true. So they go like, somebody will be telling a story and they'll be like, that's cap, cap. And they all start chanting it. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And it means like bullshit.
They're just saying cap.
Yeah, cap, C-A-P. Like it's like it means like bullshit, like the lie. It's like you're lying, like you're BSing me.
Can you use it in a sentence?
That's cap. What you just said, Zach, is cap.
Yeah, I don't understand the kids of these days.
No, literally no generation has ever understood the kids these days in the history of the written word.
It's very true.
There's like quotes from like Aristotle being like the youth is lost.
I think as you get older, you're not supposed to like you're not meant to understand the youth though.
You ooh, know what I mean? I got we're gonna do a Generation Z slang quiz.
Okay.
Yo, I'ma kill it.
Zach, you're the oldest. You're clearly gonna lose.
That's cap, Zach.
That still makes no sense to me, even though he said what it is.
All right, so we got BuzzFeed, Anthony's favorite.
Okay. Favorite clickbait website.
If you can ace this Gen Z slang quiz, you might just be very, very cool. I'm sure no fucking Generation Z said that. Oh! What does cap mean?
All right, well, let's see if I'm using this correctly or not.
Oh, hopefully they aren't trolling me. All right. The answers are the subject is not wearing a cap. B, right, so no I'm lie free. Or for real. C, someone lost the cap to their drink. Or D, no guns allowed.
All right, so I clearly have not been using that correctly.
Yeah, what did you say on our Instagram post?
Don't put a cap on what you can achieve.
Yeah, I thought it was like to sky's the limits.
And when clearly it's no guns allowed.
No, it's clearly no liar for real.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to go with for real.
We are right.
God, I've been using that incorrectly for like the last week.
All right. What about sus? Is that a Generation Z slang?
Abbreviation of suspicious or suspect.
Yep. Me and Anthony are
right. Yeah, no, I've heard the generation before us say that word.
Yeah.
But they're boomers, so that's what they called people named Susan, according to this.
No, place. Generation X.
Oh, right. All right,
I'm killing. I'm 2 for 2 right now.
Zach, you're so smart, dude. You're so cool. I wish I could be like you. This is clearly a tweaker. Okay, moving on. What does bop mean again? The fuck? Like bop? That was that the 1950s? We lost Anthony.
God damn it! Can I at least read the other two?
Hold on.
Scroll down. I need time to read. Just scroll down another like.
Hold on.
Oh my god, dude! Is this what you'd do if I accidentally logged off the podcast mid podcast?
You know he's gonna listen to this and realize how much you wanted to cheat.
Hi, Anthony.
I think it means Anthony got booted from the Zoom meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back. Jack wouldn't let me cheat.
Yeah.
I mean, not cheat, but read the other two.
Yeah. 100% cheating. Like,
that's not cheating.
Houston Astros cheating, knowing it's what's not, coming. It's okay.
Yeah.
If like you insider cheated, trading.
I wish you got gave your cat the same courtesy to know what's coming.
Oh, that's pretty good, dude. I don't think Kara's listened to that episode. She hasn't mentioned it. So
Lucky for you. He's here now. Can you scroll down?
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. What is bop? It? Oh, shit.
Wait,
yeah,
scroll no, down.
No. What are you talking about?
I can't see the bottom. A little more. There we go.
Oh, okay. What does bop mean again? A, a type of insect. B, a sport and island. C, a really good song. Or D, something that is vintage in a cool way.
It's either C or D.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with D because there's more words. I'm not even joking.
I'm leaning towards D too. What do you think, Anthony?
I was thinking C.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. You just got 2/3. Okay. something that is vintage in a cool way. Oh.
I'm sorry. You guys just got 1/3. A song that is very enjoyable.
Hey, but you know what makes me feel better is you weren't right. We were both wrong.
I was also correct. I said C, a song.
A song that's very enjoyable. Oh, C.
Yeah.
How is that C?
Dude, that song's so bop. If you listen to the T-Swizzle album, bop, dude.
What, like kids bop? Did what Karen just say? That's not how you use it.
He just chimed in. That's not how you use it whatsoever.
Remember how I said I didn't like BuzzFeed?
Yes. I liked BuzzFeed when I was like 20.
This is the first time I've ever been acquainted with BuzzFeeds.
You seem like a BuzzFeed kind of guy, Zach.
Really?
It's real digestible.
That's like almost a compliment. You just said that I look like somebody that looks things up.
All right, fair enough. When something slaps, what does that mean? A, to hit across the face. B, an expression of how good something is.
That's it. That's the answer.
C, to make something levitate.
I fucking wish that's what it meant.
Or D, an expression used when a plant is dying.
Oh, if that was it, my dad was really good at slaps.
I'm really bad at slaps. My plants live, dude.
He killed a cactus once.
How do you kill a cactus?
You overwater it.
No, he underwatered it for like a year.
That's impossible.
All right, so we're all in agreement. It's the expression how good something is.
I want it to be C.
Yeah,
that David Blaine slaps.
Bro, what if all Gen Z references came from Harry Potter? That'd be hilarious.
No, I bet that would be more. That'd be more a millennial thing.
We're millennials.
Oh
yes!
When Harry Potter came out,
issue with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Click it. I want to see.
Expression how good something is.
Gang, gang.
And a very astonished woman looking at a computer.
Yep. All right. Next question. What does it mean when someone says facts? Okay, this is easy.
Truth.
Truth. Yeah,
referring to a sheet used by veterinary clinics.
I think it's really a fax machine.
I think it's a government abbreviation. I don't know what for, but.
All right.
Wow.
Next.
You were so smart, dude.
Do you have to chew your popcorn so goddamn loud?
Yeah, when you're the producer, you get to do what the fuck you want. All right. You're when you're talent, you listen to what I say.
Oh snap, guess what just came in the mail?
What?
My motherfucking Rick and Morty kitchen magnets. All right. What does it mean if someone says go get off?
No, not get go.
I know it is funny.
Morty. I can't do that.
Actually. I've never heard anyone say that.
It says go off. One, or A, encouraging someone to keep going with what they're saying. B, keep driving. Like, C, lose it. Or D, they're blocking. I'm going to say lose it. Like they just went off.
No, I think this is like the UK version of send it. Like full send.
So you're going to say A?
Encouraging someone to do something. Yeah.
Anthony, what do you think?
Lose it.
Is this the UA BuzzFeed? Like, is this America's slang?
The urinary analysis BuzzFeed?
United States of America?
You said the UA BuzzFeed.
You know what? Goddamn. Jack.
All right. So I say lose it. Anthony says
lose it.
And you're going to say encouraging?
I'm going to say encouragement.
Well, he's got 2/3, son. Boom. Oh, we got it wrong.
Get off. Yeah, that's right. I don't
know.
God damn it. I got it right.
All right. If someone responds mood to something you say, what does that mean?
Same here.
A, they want a mood ring. B, a cow mood at them. That's awesome. I want it to be that so badly. C, same here. Or D, they are bored.
Can it be like more than one?
I want to say
same here. It's same here for sure.
I've never heard anyone say mood. Maybe I've heard it in the groups I run.
I feel like this is the UK version, and what they meant to say was when someone says that's a vibe.
So you're gonna say same here?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony said same here, so I just got 2/3. And you're right.
So you finally go the you finally zig when everybody else zags, and you're wrong. Where's Zach and
I? Well, I when I zigged, I was wrong twice, and when I zagged, I was wrong again. You're wrong. So I'm 0-3. All right. Lately, a fun one that does the vibes are immaculate. Mean or lastly, not lately. Well, I can't read. The vibes are immaculate. Bad vibes, so-so vibes, good vibes, G-rated vibes.
I'm gonna go with good vibes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with.
Yep.
Anthony, what are you gonna go with?
I'm gonna go with good vibes.
All right.
Yeah. Because I know English.
Is that why?
We didn't do very well.
We might.
We got 6 out of 8, but only like 24. We only scored better than 24% of the quiz takers.
Wait, I got only one wrong, I think.
As did I.
No, we went as a team, though.
That's not how this works. Individual. All right, what else you got for me? How did we get off on this tangent?
We were talking about Gen Z somehow.
Because you're old.
We're all old.
Why you guys got to keep bringing that up?
I'm like 6 months to a year younger than you guys, so you guys are old.
Jack just
are turned. We like 2 months apart, Anthony?
I was born in September of 1991.
Yeah, I was born in July of 91.
Oh, I confused your two dates. I thought you were born in January. But you were reborn in January of 2014. That
sounds like a Christian. All right.
You think Jesus Christ had daddy issues?
100%.
Considering his dad 100%. Strung him up on a cross and killed him and then brought him back to life? Yes.
The famous line in the Bible, Father, why have you forsaken me? 100% had daddy issues.
It's not my Bible.
The Torah?
The Torah doesn't go that far. It's only the first 5 books of the Bible.
You mean, well, that's because there's the Torah and then there's a bunch of dumb shit that everybody else made up.
For someone who doesn't know the songs for Hanukkah, I'm just going to ignore that comment.
What?
You're not. I just have a sneaky feeling your understanding of the Jewish faith is
amazing and immaculate.
The exact opposite of that. 100% the exact opposite of that.
Speaking of Judaism, I actually found a new graffiti artist that I really like because he puts Hebrew letters on his tags, and I started following him. Not that that has anything to do with this podcast.
Or religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, or religion.
Can you name, here's a question. Can you name the 5 books of the Torah?
No.
Genesis.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
Numbers.
Yo mama.
No, Deuteronomy.
Yeah, those aren't what we call them in Hebrew. And I wouldn't know them. I can't remember.
I mean, is your Torah, like the Torah in your house, like is it in Hebrew or is it in English?
There's a Hebrew on one page and English on another. If you're
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I should probably find it. Not right now, though. Hey, guys, we already got 4 likes. So that's fucking tits.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on to assuage, if you will. In the heat of the moment.
I thought you were going to do
terrible at this.
What? Famous literature? Yeah,
fuck that. Anthony would get all of them, probably.
We should do an improv together. What's that thing where like you put in an adjective or a noun or
a Mad Lib?
Yeah.
And it goes, the poop went to the poop and peed.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, we're going to play another round of Recovery Jeopardy here. By the way, I have to bounce at 7:30.
By the way, I'm the champ because I won the last game.
Yes, even though it got cut, he did. And I currently feel like an idiot, so go for it, Zach.
That shit did not get cut. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Name that movie. Let's go real world problems for.
Well, hold on. Let me explain the categories. I got popcorn stuck in my teeth. Give me a sec. Okay. Nope. Still there.
Oh, don't forget that. That's what I posted on the Instagram. I was like, brush your teeth.
Floss.
I should add floss to that. Flossing is very important.
Popcorn alone teaches a man how to floss.
Yes.
True words.
You know what else teaches a man how to floss? Eating meat.
All right. Well, considering I'm literally less than if you divide your weight by two, I still weigh less.
Yeah, you're also a midget, and I'm also fat.
Yeah. And
if you divide Zach's height in half, you're still less.
That is incorrect. All right, so we have five new categories, guys. We have real world problems. These are problems that people come into treatment with. The two games I played with you guys, my clients destroyed those. Like, you guys did awful. Like, my clients who have 2 days sober annihilated those.
Because neither of us are faced with the real world problems.
No, I'm talking about the last two games we played.
I got like 3,100 points on one of them.
Annihilated you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, we also are the only people on our prospective teams. We also don't sit in group and are fed this jargon for 24 hours a day.
All right, so we have It Takes a Village. We have A Brief History of Alcohol, which is about self-explanatory. We have A Film Addict, which are films about addiction or alcoholism. And then we have Degenerate Musicians, which are musicians who are sober.
I would also really like to say how bad my memory is. So, like,
dude,
I'm just saying.
No excuses. Like, play like a champion. Roll 76. Let's go.
No, but like film, like how am I supposed to know who was in what movie when? Like, that's like not on my radar at all.
Clearly you weren't into film.
No shit.
Yeah, we didn't go to film school like Jack, who's high and mighty and superior.
It's the only way he can get. Oh, I know.
You know, we should have a unpopular opinion. I have an unpopular opinion I shared with Zach and our good friend Chuck, and they were very upset with me.
What was the unpopular opinion?
Speaking of Zach's memory.
The Mandalorian is a very mediocre show.
Yeah, because you're just fucking wrong.
Okay, that's not an argument.
Popular opinion. I mean, your opinions are allowed to be wrong. You realize that, right? It's, you know, it's not like a truth or dare or truth or false.
It's horribly mediocre. It's not bad.
It is amazing.
It's mediocre.
And widespread loved by all.
Except yeah, that's what's baffling to me. It's very mediocre. I mean, like, Big Bang Theory ran for like 16 seasons, like, and that was a god awful show.
Middle America.
God, yeah, that show really does suck, but at least it gives you a chance to look at whatever her name is because she's hot.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
I think you just like embodied all of Middle America right there.
Just staring
in that one sentence.
Just staring.
That show sucks, but I'll watch it because she has a nice rack.
Damn it! You ruined my joke, Zach. I was gonna say you just get to stare at her bazingas.
All right, moving forward.
Hold on.
By the way, The Mandalorian is very mediocre.
I swear to God, Jack, say it again. Say it again.
Mediocre. That's what the biggest disappointment. If it was bad, it would be laughable, but it's just not.
Here's the thing: Star Wars only has to be mediocre to be good because it's Star Wars.
It's really difficult to threaten someone when you're
Isn't
not.
Isn't that weird that like, what like because like the last three Star Wars movies, all right? Like, let's break that. The first, The Force Awakens, the same as A New Hope. It was the exact same plot line, the exact same beats, everything. Great movie. Second one, Controversial. Half the people liked it, half the people hated it. I need to rewatch it again. But it tried to do something different. The third one tried to erase the entire second movie and tried to be a sequel to both The Force Awakens and a little bit of the plot points from The Last Jedi. And it was good. It's okay. But still people hated on it. Until then they just sent out this like very slapstick, mediocre story with a baby Yoda that has to be showed every like 3 minutes, I feel.
Because he's
like, every,
fucking every 3 minutes
they
I
have to show
it.
Him. And then, oh yeah, there's baby Yoda.
Talking shit on the child now.
The child doesn't do shit.
Yes, he fucking does.
He did. Okay,
he
the really cool thing
the force
he did
for cookies.
Like they could have done. Like they could have made that story much more interesting. He had a mystery to him. They could have explored like that race. They haven't done any of that. They're like, oh, we'll go to this ice planet and fight a fucking spider. Oh, we'll have another. We'll go to fucking.
But that's
Tatooine
why he's so special.
Time.
They went to Tatooine twice. Get off your high horse.
I also hate westerns.
Yes, that we know.
Star Wars is a space western.
Yes, I'm aware of this.
Can we
nothing happens. It's just like the urgency to protect baby Yoda has not changed, has not increased.
You know,
like
why
the second
you watch
episode.
The show before talking shit on it because no, you're wrong.
I've watched the show, Zach, and I'm right when I say that the urgency to protect baby Yoda has not changed since he killed Werner Herzog's character.
Right, have you
spoilers.
And that was like episode two. That was episode two. His urgency to protect baby hasn't changed. And as a writing standpoint, Anthony should know this, that is poor writing.
I feel like you're expecting too much from a TV show. Also, this isn't like
TV is as good as it's ever been. It has high expectations. I haven't seen all of The Mandalorian, but I will refute that point.
I think this is Jack, you know, enjoys throwing gas on fires. He just enjoys being controversial.
No, I just made a solid point and you refuse to acknowledge it.
Correct, because I do not share that opinion with you because you're wrong.
No, that's not
how opinions work.
No, Zach, you have to come up with a better argument than just saying you're wrong.
Unlike the Jeopardy we're about to play, opinions aren't quite so right and wrong.
Look, the special effects are awesome. The sound is amazing. The cinematography is really fucking cool.
You know, the best part about this is no matter what you say, it's not going to stop me from enjoying it.
I watch The Mandalorian every Friday. I enjoy parts of it. It's just also mediocre. Like the plot line is super basic. They've had one episode of character fucking development for The Mandalorian, which happened at the very end of the fucking season. And like he's a boring character. Like nothing. He's not funny. He's not. The only thing that he really has is caring for this baby Yoda who can take care of itself. By the way, can use the Force, and they just show baby Yoda doing something cute every 3 minutes. Like that's not a good fucking story.
Do you know what breaks the internet?
Baby Yoda.
Cute animals.
I mean,
Baby Yoda is a genius.
When you accept that Star Wars exists primarily to sell toys.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Everything Jack says.
And I'm not like a diehard Star Wars fan. I'm not. Like I enjoyed the movies, but like all right, so we got Real World Problems, It Takes a Village, Brief History of Alcohol, Film Addict, and Degenerate Musicians. Anthony. No, okay, how about this? Zach won the last one. We've made that disclaimer, correct?
He did. Yes, correct.
Is Film Addict movies that people are addicted to or movies that have addiction in them?
Movies that have addiction in them. Good question.
Okay.
Which you explained at the beginning before we turned this into the Mandalorian podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have it every episode now forward. I'm just going to give my opinion on the Mandalorian. Look, I'll end on this. I just want it to be better. I just want it to be a better story.
Jack's not mad. He's disappointed.
I'm disappointed. Yes, that's really what this comes down to. Okay, Zach.
No, I'm Jack. See, my name says Jack.
Zach. Wait, what?
Because you led the meeting over here on my computer, so now I'm Jack.
Oh, wait, yep.
This is
Instagram,
the
did it say my name three times?
Yeah. This is the three Jack and one Anthony show.
All right. So Zach, current leader.
Jack, we just discussed this. My name is Jack.
So Jack 3.0.
Yeah.
Current leader of Sobriety Jeopardy, but has no proof to back it up.
Hoorah. What?
We had to delete it.
It's all recorded.
But yeah, I had to delete it because the episode was 2 hours long.
Wait, so hold on. When you delete something, are you deleting it from the entire, like from the computer, so you can't even like go back and find the...
I have multiple redundancies, but from the final cut, it will be edited out.
All right. I just want to make sure there is still proof somewhere that I beat someone.
Yes.
Okay.
Carry on.
Zach, pick a question.
Let's go with film addictions. For 100.
Philmatic, 100. This 2018 film starring Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet portrays the relationship of a father. How do you pronounce his name, dude?
It's Chalamet.
Oh, I clearly misspelled it. That's why.
If it makes it any better, I still have no idea who that is.
Portrays the relationship of a father and son's relationship during the son's addiction.
So Steve Carell is the dude from The Office.
You are correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Timothy Chalamet is the dude from, he's in the new Dune. He's going to be Paul.
Yeah, it doesn't help me either. Was there a son in the movie Date Night? Because that's like the one real movie I can point out for him, unless we're talking about like Anchorman.
No, I don't believe, I've never seen Date Night, so I can't tell.
Let's go. Okay, so wait, hold on. From the son relationship. Can we just call the movie like Going to Rehab? I don't, I mean, I'm taking a shot in the dark here.
That is incorrect.
I bet it is.
I'm watching Anthony Google it, but okay, what do you got?
Yeah, no, I was.
Did you just Google it?
I was going to look up if it was actually Chalamet, because I think it is Chalamet. I'm going to go with The Life of Pi because I have no idea.
Dude, you guys suck at watching movies, dude.
I don't do movies. I do TV shows. I don't get negative points. That was Zach's question.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot my own rules.
Just because you're angry.
What? I'm fine. Take it out of my score. What is a beautiful boy?
I don't even think I saw commercials for that.
There were commercials everywhere, dude. They were all over the buses. They were all over the benches.
Dude, but like for 100 points, you should have some like, you know, Nikki Six fucking heroin diary. I know that was a book, but like, what was the movie that they made where... Mud or something, where like MGK plays.
Mud stars Matthew McConaughey and was directed by
Anthony. What am I thinking of?
I don't do movies. I'm not a movie guy. I don't remember the last time I saw a movie. I think it might have been Jackass 3. I was depressed.
Are you serious? The last movie you saw was Jackass 3?
Not in theaters. It was like during quarantine.
Oh. What do they do in Jackass 3? Is that good?
Pretty much what they do in Jackass 1 and 2. It was fun. It was a Jackass movie. There was one really funny fucking scene where they're standing behind a jet engine and I don't remember who, but somebody like goes out like they're trying to catch a pass and somebody throws a football into the jet engine and it gets blown about 150 miles an hour right into his solar plexus.
That sounds really dangerous.
I looked up the name of the movie I was thinking of, and it was not even close.
What was
actually, it was kind of close.
What was it?
I said The Mud, but the movie was The Dirt.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Kind of, that's kind of close, yeah.
Just add water.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go with a brief history of alcohol for 100.
This famous Tennessee whiskey is ironically distilled in a dry county.
What is Jack Daniels?
You are correct.
Yes.
I would not have known that.
Really?
Yeah.
Zach, what do you know, dude?
Dude, I don't need to know where my dope come from to get high. Like, why would I need to know where my alcohol is from?
It says it on the bottle.
Speedy Mart, where I bought it. You know what I mean?
Tennessee whiskey. All right.
It takes a village for 100.
Nowhere in the first 164 pages of the Big Book. By the way, any questions that have to do with the Big Book, I expect you guys to know. Nowhere in the first 164 pages of the Big Book does it mention this key part of sobriety. Newcomers are often asked if they have this.
Community?
It,
like friends?
Incorrect. So, Anthony, what's your answer?
Zach hasn't answered yet.
No, he answered community, which is wrong.
Oh.
By the way, it does talk about community in the 12-step promises.
What is rigorous honesty?
Holy shit, guys.
Dude,
really?
It talks about honesty the whole time.
You're asking us for something that's not included in 164 pages.
What is a sponsor?
What are you talking about? Doesn't it tell you to?
Nope.
Dude, the 4th step talks about, you know, talking to someone that you trust.
Yeah, yeah, never mentioned sponsor. It not in the first 164 pages.
That's some bullshit.
Clearly, you guys don't know your sobriety. All right.
Sorry, I'm not a big book thumper.
But you're like a writer and a reader, so you have no excuse.
That is, it is one of the most difficult books I've ever read. It does not flow well in any way at all.
Oh, I know, it's awful.
I've also probably read that book more than any other book.
That's good.
Yeah. Good. Let's go with real world problems for 100. I assume this has to do with the reality show, The Real World.
Yes, you're 100% correct. A deficit in a bank account caused by drawing more money than the account holds.
What is an overdraft?
There you go. What is an overdraft?
Yeah, that one seemed easy. Let's go for real world too, Hundo. Can you like scooch it up so I can see our scores?
Oh, hold on. Is that better?
Yes. Okay. Now I can see that
the process of terminating a marriage or marital union.
Divorce? Separation? Which word are you looking for here?
I don't know, man. You got to pick one.
What's a divorce?
You are correct. What is divorce?
Oh, yes. Something more mentioned yet.
All right. You got to give those points to
Anthony,
Zach.
Anthony, your parents divorced? Or were divorced?
You got to give those points to Zach.
Oh, my bad.
You're cheating. You're cheating for Anthony here. He doesn't need any more help. He's got that big old juicy brain of his, which I learned from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You want your brain to be moist.
Moist, but not wet.
I said juicy.
Yes.
I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
Yes, they were divorced.
On what scientific ground?
What? Are you talking about the juicy brain or the divorce?
The juice stratic equation. Like in Star
Wars. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I forgot we learned that in like 8th grade. All right.
Let's go with the brief history of alcohol for 200.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
During Prohibition, these Appalachian, as non-Southerners say, drivers ran whiskey and other alcohol across state lines. This is also the origin of NASCAR. Anthony, you're up.
Yeah, I don't know. What is Formula One?
Incorrect. Zach, to get the lead, can you steal? I will say this. All of my Southern clients know this by heart, like immediately.
Well, yeah, NASCAR is like...
What is
bootleggers? Right next to God.
You are correct, Zach.
Yes!
Or bootleggers.
Stolen!
I feel like bootleggers is a bit more all-encompassing of a term.
What
it originated moonshiners and bootleggers.
Because my great-grandfather was a bootlegger, but I don't think he drove. I think he just made shit illegally.
I think
Anthony is throwing a hissy fit because he's losing. That's just my opinion.
No, he's just saying that bootlegger is more than one job. Like, they were also bootleggers if they, like, ran a speakeasy.
Fair enough. I should actually include that as a question. Speakeasy. All right.
Boom. What is a brief history of alcohol for 300?
Zach, you don't have to, like, say a question when you're...
I don't know. Your questions are all facts. You realize
daily
that, right?
Double.
Damn it. Oh, does that mean I lose the double amount too?
Yes.
That's bullshit talking.
But if you get it right, animated character from a 90s famous sitcom that still runs today once stated to alcohol the solution to and cause of all life's problems.
What is The Simpsons? Because they cover
name the character within The Simpsons.
Homer?
There you go.
God damn it.
Yeah. Obviously, he's the one who would have said it. Hell yeah, this is the biggest lead I've ever had on Anthony.
Yeah, podcast's over.
That's right. If we were in a circle jerk, I'd come first.
that, That's your shit talk.
I missed it. What was it?
If we were in a circle jerk, I'd come first.
We obviously know that's not true. There was an entire episode.
Don't you have a problem with that, Zach?
I totally do.
Can we make that our little 30-second clip?
That's on you because you're the producer. All right. Let's try Filmatic for 200.
Oh my god.
In this 1936 film portrays friends smoking marijuana only become possessed and kill one another, often considered a cult classic.
What is Reefer Madness?
You are correct.
Yes. I knew being stoned all the time was eventually going to pay off.
Oh my god.
I think I saw that movie when I was high. It was fucking bad.
Never seen that movie. What is Brief Histories for 400?
This Chicago crime boss built his entire empire on prohibition and organized crime. Although never convicted for the illegal selling of alcohol, he was finally convicted for tax evasion.
Yeah, I do not know names of mob people, so let's just say Billy Zane.
Incorrect.
Who is Al Capone?
You are correct. With that, Anthony takes the lead. 600 to 400.
Bullshit talking.
Let's try real world problems for 300.
Alcoholics and drug addicts often lose this in family court due to their drug abuse and neglect.
What is custody?
You are correct.
Yes.
Damn it. That was a good one. Let's do... Okay, so hold on. I need 500 points. Let's do real world problems for 400.
Math is supposed to be a good subject.
Well, no, because I don't want to be—I don't want to be 1,000 points away. And I figured, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The math wasn't the problem there.
Come on, Zach. All right, a husband or wife's court-ordered provisions for a spouse after separation or divorce.
God damn it! There's words for this.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's shared custody.
That is incorrect.
What is alimony?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Anthony is now leading 1,300 to zero. Four questions ago, Zach was leading 0 to 800.
Well, you know what? You win some, you lose some. It's not over yet. You could get all of them wrong.
Let's try Film Addict for 300.
This movie stars Johnny Depp as writer Hunter S. Thompson and portrays a wild, drug-fueled weekend in Las Vegas.
What is Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Are you taking your Xandy candies?
It was also a good book.
Is that how you're coping by losing? Taking the Xandy candies?
I'm vaping pink lemonade flavor, so we're
going to some Vodico. I think I tried to read that book. That book was very weird.
Well, Hunter S. Thompson was very weird.
True. All right, Zach, you're up.
It takes a Vilash for dose.
This whole chapter in the big book is dedicated to helping newcomers.
How am I supposed to know that? What the chapter is it called?
Yeah, I mean, you said you've read this book more than any other book in your life, so I'd assume you know.
Yeah, but that means I know the goddamn chapter, isn't it?
Okay, well, let's start off really. What's the first chapter called?
Bill's Story.
Okay, there you go. You know the chapters. But it's not Bill's Story, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Oh, you mean the answer to the question?
Yes, I should have clarified. My bad.
God, I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Is this Working with Others?
Boom!
Ayo! Nice.
Working with Others, dude. There you go.
It takes a village.
I've never had a client get that right, by the way.
I'm better than your clients.
I'm better than a 3 month old drug addict or three months sober drug addict. All right,
let's try real world problems for 500.
Integrating alcohol and other drug treatment services with justice system case processing. This judicial system's purpose is to stop the abuse of alcohol and other drugs and related criminal activity.
I didn't even listen to that question. Is this for Anthony at least?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. All my clients get this one.
Right. And it's going to kill me once you say it because it's on the tip of my tongue.
We got a lot of dead air here.
Wait. Yeah. What is...
I'm trying to read. Hold on.
What is diversion?
No.
No.
Not even close.
I don't even understand what's going on here.
Zach, would you like to steal?
I don't understand.
God, no, I think I just figured it out and it's going to eat me alive tonight at like 2 a.m. while I'm eating McDonald's.
You should go to, yeah, go get some McDonald's, dude.
Fucking shit. Let's call with reciprocity.
Also incorrect. What is drug court?
Drug court. Okay, that wasn't what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking harm reduction, but I think I was talking about the theory behind it and not the
gotcha.
What it was actually called.
Zach, you're up. Zach, you didn't know that? You never taken a client to drug court?
No, it's usually seriouser things that I would end up taking them for. Drug court is just like a check-in.
Yeah.
Seriouser.
That's my word use. All right, let's go with degenerate musician for 100.
I still understand how film addict and degenerate musicians are your worst categories.
Names. Expecting me to remember.
This famous guitarist got his start in the Yardbirds before moving onto bands such as Cream and Derek and the Dominoes. This man is sober. He's one of the most famous guitarists of all time.
Jimi Hendrix?
Incorrect.
I hope I get this right because I'm going to make a joke out of it. Who is Eric I Have the Clapton?
There you go.
That was good. How am I supposed to know that asshole sober?
He wrote a song called Cocaine.
Do you just love Eric Clapton? That was one of your questions last time.
I know. I just knew he was in Cream.
Yeah, he was in Cream. That was like his big band, Cream.
Cash rules everything around me, but that was something
else. Wu-Tang.
Yes.
I understand that.
Let's try a brief history of alcohol for 500.
Son of a bleach.
This Chinese mead is believed to be the oldest form of alcohol. It is believed to be invented around 7,000 BCE and made from this essential source of nutrition.
The fuck is a mead?
You know what mead? That's like, you know what mead is? What, like Vikings drank.
Well, I have no idea. Let's go with beer.
That is incorrect.
I mean, it's obviously some type of berry, so we're going to say wine.
Oh. Okay, guys, I need you to read the question. Okay? It's Chinese, not asking something for a type of alcohol. I've already claimed the question starts with a Chinese mead. We already know what kind of alcohol.
Yeah, yes, I don't know what a mead is. This Chinese mead is believed to be the oldest form of alcohol.
Yes.
So you're asking what the mead is for?
No,
is.
I'm asking.
Yes, from you are.
This essential source of nutrition.
You have this twice. That's confused. That's where it's
where
these questions.
This
just
Chinese mead. Metal. This essential source of nutrition.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Yeah.
What's it's the answer? I'm not going to get it, Anthony.
Yeah, I'll take the L, but it's not super clear.
It's very clear.
How is this clear if we don't understand it? You got two thirds.
It's asking what from this essential source of nutrition. The mead is the oldest form of alcohol. It, referring to the mead, is believed to have been invented around 7,000 BEC and made from this essential source of nutrition. I've given you three facts and then asked what essential source it is.
So
what's the problem?
Is Chinese mead the alcohol?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Does that help you with the answer?
I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either.
Oh, wait. Now I just sound like a dick. I see what you're saying. That shouldn't be there. I can edit that out. Okay.
Okay.
So ignore this. Ignore that.
Okay.
Start with Chinese.
Chinese mead.
No, you've already gotten it wrong, though.
Zach. How about, okay.
Anthony, go again for me, just because it'll be a better educated guess.
No, then he gets the points. All right, Zach, I'm going to read it again. Chinese mead is believed to be the oldest form of alcohol. was believed to be invented around 7,000 BCE and made from this essential source of nutrition?
Fruit.
I was
fermentation.
Yeah, you got to get more specific.
No. I don't know, dude. Like, fruit and fermentation is the only thing I know about alcohol in this genre of question.
How's vodka made?
Potatoes, starch.
Is potato a fruit?
No, it's a root.
Yeah, yeah. You're correct. So the answer is,
I was gonna say grain.
Nope.
Or wheat. No.
Nope. Guys, what is, I hate to sound racist.
Does China, any,
what is China most known for in terms of food?
Panda Express.
Okay, let's use what we were given.
Okay.
What is the main dish of
rice? See, I never had any alcohol made with rice, so I forget you can use it to make alcohol.
You should have had like a little vermouth thing in there, but hold on, vermouth, which is from rice, is wine. It's vermouth is a wine.
Yeah.
I said wine. That's alcohol not what made from rice is wine.
Okay, Zach, I'm going to go back. Okay, ignore the first this, right? We established that what I is, fucked look, up.
That part didn't fuck me up at all.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if we eliminate the part that didn't fuck you up, the question is asking a source of nutrition. Wine is, shockingly, it's, wine is not a source of nutrition.
Despite our best efforts, it's not a source of nutrition.
Although I may argue against it.
How did I lose 100 points off Anthony's question?
No, you didn't.
You just had 200 points.
Oh, no. No, I had.
You didn't know who Eric Clapton was.
I still don't, on principle.
That's out of spite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. Meet Eric Clapton one day, be like, I'm not allowed to know you.
It's my new, fill in the blank cards of humanity card. It's going to be like, refuses to believe in Eric Clapton.
There you go.
All right, Zach, you're up.
Village for three. Let's get on the board here.
A lineage of sponsors and sponsees some 12-step groups focus on to promote community and fellowship.
Your sponsee brothers, sponsorship family, something like that?
Yeah, I will accept that. Sponsor, sponsee, family tree.
I've never heard it referred to as a family tree.
I have.
No, I have not. Let's go with degenerate musicians. Wait, for 200. Hold on.
Have either of you guys been to a watch? Do you know what a watch is?
It sounds like something the KKK does.
Yeah.
Close.
Like me and Jim are going to go down to the watch tonight.
All right, do you guys know what it is though?
No.
What no.
Really?
Did you just say and pretty close?
Least... Yeah.
Okay.
So a watch is like, so you know, like there's 365 days in the year. We're not talking about leap years.
Oh, yet. where they all go to like yes, norms.
They all like meet at the beach or some fucking place and
I think watch. They go to norms.
They get breakfast or pancakes afterwards. But like everybody meets somewhere and then they watch you turn 1 year of sobriety old and everybody that shows up gives you $1.
Oh,
that's kind of I'd be a little freaked out.
Yeah, but then you use that money to buy breakfast at midnight or 1 a.m. or whatever.
They all give you $1 and then are like, you're buying for everybody.
that would be
Here's $200. Now take 80 of us out to Denny's.
That's pretty cool, I have to say.
You guys, I just finished my Xanax candy.
Nice. Didn't you get that like 8 months ago?
Yeah, I was just sitting here.
Dude, past you would be so upset with you right now. The fact it took you to eat. For 8 months to eat a prescription bottle worth of Xandy candies,
even though there's 50 in that bottle. It would have been gone in like five days. Well, no, because here's the thing: once I take Xanax, I like to hide them so I don't take them, and then I hide them for myself and I lose them.
Right.
Do you ever find them again?
After I went into treatment, my sober friends went and moved my shit out of my apartment because I wasn't allowed to leave, and they found like a few different bottles of Xanax and like a bunch of dope and a bunch of scales and shit. So did I ever find them again? No.
Here's a question. Yes. That I think is going to invite ridicule from both of you, but I'm going to be brave and
speak the truth. You're really standing up for yourself here. I'm proud of you.
I'm about to look like such a loser. Okay. All right. How does not eating meat make you unmanly?
It doesn't.
Okay, maybe this is more for Zach. It's like the minute I was like, I'm trying to eat plant-based, I was like, gay. All right.
If we're associating looks of people with the foods they eat.
Are you saying I'm like a dirty hippie vegan that's like wearing a russet sack?
No, I'm just saying the way that my brain works is if you say steak, I'm trying to associate it with two types of people. If you say steak and salad and then man and woman, I'm going to assume the man is ordering the steak and the woman is ordering the salad.
Zach, did you or did you not eat a steak salad last night?
That was delicious. And very non sequitur at the same time.
That was right. Perfect. That was that was perfectly sequitur. It was a classic gotcha question.
Did you like just remember that I had steak salad for dinner the other day?
And that's like, why right when you said steak and salad, I'm like, didn't you just have that last night? All right, moving
masculine
on.
Type of salad.
You all can right,
that is the most masculine type of salad you can have.
Yeah,
let's try degenerate musicians for 200.
This American singer songwriter has been battling addiction since her early 20s. She is known for songs such as "Sorry Not Sorry."
Justin Bieber.
I think it's Anthony's turn.
Oh she's, God,
he's not American.
Oh yeah, he is Canadian. I forgot about that.
See. I only really have one answer, and I'm afraid you got the. Oh wait, hold on. Oh, who is Demi Lovato?
Googled.
No, yes.
You're correct.
It started playing in my head.
I would have gotten that. Right.
I don't think I know a Demi Lovato song. To be honest,
if they played it, I could not point her out of a lineup. It takes a village.
400.
Can I just say that the spread is only 500 points right now?
And you got a daily double.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A popular form of higher power for newcomers that struggle with the God idea, also referred to as a group of drunks.
The Rooms?
Hey, you got it. Just jumped up to 1,200.
Yeah, that was... Ooh. That was...
How you like me now?
I hate it. Why do you think I've enjoyed fantasy football so much the last 5 weeks?
Dude,
I have lost the last 5 weeks in a row. Ugh.
Dude, I'm in third place in the league, and I have the least amount of fantasy points of anybody.
My team is better than both of yours, and I have 3 wins.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of weird.
Anthony, your wife is too good at shit talking.
I know. I might have fed her a line.
Which one was it?
0.08 is luck. 0.18 is a blowout.
Yeah, me and Chuck laughed our asses off to that.
Yeah, and 1.18 is like a landslide.
And then, did you see that the scores like recalibrated and now she won by even more?
Yeah, that's a landslide.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Oh. Of course, like the only person that it's like that close with had to be her too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's try degenerate musicians for 300.
Hold on. If we were in the league, Anthony would be Kevin.
This English pianist and singer is best known for his eccentric fashion and being Eminem's sponsor.
Who is Elton John?
You are correct.
Yes.
Kevin won the league once and his wife is in the league.
Oh, perfect. Then yes.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, I'd rather lose 400.
Jack is Taco.
How am I Taco?
Two-time toilet bowl champion.
I'll take that.
I'm a little upset with that comment. I'm not gonna lie.
You haven't won
not Taco.
Because you haven't won the toilet bowl twice in a row.
My nickname was Taco.
Yes.
You can be Chalupa Batman.
Chalupa Batman's fucking awesome.
There you go. I'll be Taco. All right, Zach, you're up.
My jewel's not working.
That just like hurt me on the insides when you said that.
Because it hurt me too. It's really nice for us friends.
Like, I just wanted to like reach into the screen, into the matrix, reach out of your computer screen and slap you for how what you just sounded like.
What?
Sounded like such as Gen Z-er.
You sounded like just a pompous Gen Z-er who like whose mom won't give him money so he can get his vape juice.
What is Film Addict for 400?
Sam Rockwell stars in this 2008 dark comedy about a sex addict who fakes choking in expensive restaurants to fund his hospitalized mother's care.
That is a great idea. Who the hell is Sam Rockwell?
He's in Iron Man 2. He's in Moon. Which character? He's the villain in Iron Man 2.
Who's the villain in Iron Man 2?
The guy who's trying to kill Iron Man.
All right, can you just give me the loss right here?
Sure. Anthony, do you have any ideas?
What is hungry for healthcare?
What is choke?
Choke.
That's what I just did on this question. What's the answer?
And that's how you spell choke, by the way.
All right, I'm going to grab my other jewel.
All right, Anthony, you're up.
Let's go degenerate musicians for 400.
This straight-edge rapper rose to fame with his alternative hip-hop group, Odd Future.
Who is Tyler, the Creator?
You are correct.
Yes, all these shoes paid off. He does shoes.
All right, Zach, you're up.
Wait, that nerd is sober?
He's straight-edge. He's not really sober.
Bullshit. Wait, is he really, though?
Yeah.
Straight-edge and sober do the same amount of drugs, but one is way more interesting to talk to.
Well, yeah, hold
on. Straight edge people don't make sense to me.
Straight edge kids at my high school would get high on caffeine and just take a bunch of those no-dose pills.
That just sounds fucking stupid.
Sounds like a really good way to have an anxiety attack.
Also, you know, Tyler, the Creator, used to work like right here at the FedEx. Not FedEx. The copy place right here by Fatburger.
Kinko's?
Yeah.
Where's a Fatburger?
By where the coffee bean is. In the marina?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's go with It Takes a Village for 500. I'm only 600 points behind.
Bill W., sponsor who relapsed and struggled with sobriety the rest of his life.
Oh, someone was just telling me about this guy.
I'm not going to get this right, Jack. Dr. Bob? I don't know.
Nope.
Who is Hank something?
God, no.
No, okay.
Is it Fred? Is it the guy who puts the whiskey in the...
Ebby Thatcher.
God, who is Ebby Thatcher?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Did you know that one?
I've heard that name so many times, and I've made so many mental notes that I need to remember her name.
That's a dude.
His name?
Zach struggles with... Gender identification.
How many people do you know named Ebby? All right. First off, that's not.
Dude, it was the 1930s, man. They had all weird names, dude.
All right. I'm sorry. If you're
the most famous person like in the 1930s was named Babe.
We'll go with degenerate musicians.
This Australian country artist is best known for his songs You'll Think of Me. I don't even know whose turn it is. And it's something like
that. I believe this is Keith Urban.
You are correct.
And you said listening to country music on the radio was bullshit.
It is bullshit. All right.
500 Zach. Points worth of bullshit.
This is.
Oh, God.
A quintuple double. Okay. Which didn't make any sense. The daily quintuple. The quarterly quintuple. There we go. We got to get an alliteration. This 1978 film is credited with starting the stoner film genre. It portrays...
Cheech and Chong.
There you go.
Nice. Up in smoke. That was what I couldn't
think. And Zach has won again.
Oh my God, I almost touched the fan.
Because you're so much taller than the rest of us.
Okay. Thank you for playing once again.
Yes.
So what did we learn today? We learned
how to assuage.
How to assuage. We learned that we don't know. I don't know a lot about Generation Z when I work with them.
Yeah, dude, I've been using no cap so wrong.
We also learned that Mandalorian is mediocre, and sometimes people get super defensive about it.
Not factual.
Dude, facts. Facts.
That I got offended? Yes. That you're right? No.
Facts. I just spewed facts at you.
Those are not facts. Those are opinions. Can we also just mention 1 second, like how stupid that realtor was today? Oh my God, Jack and Zach, you guys are so cute.
Yes, we have run into many. We had a realtor. A realtor.
Thank you.
Assistant. I don't know.
Not a relator.
We had a realtor show us how to use a virtual tour in the house that we were standing in.
Like, and not as like a joke or being condescending either. She legit took her phone out and explained how to use a website.
And then showed us the exact house we were standing in, the virtual tour of it. And we were like, Zach and I were baffled. We had no idea.
Take a virtual tour of the house you're standing in.
We're in the fucking house.
That feels like something out of WALL-E.
Hashtag mood. Did I just use that right?
I don't know.
No cap.
No cap.
Hashtag facts.
You know, I'm still going to use that, but the way I understand it, because I think it works better.
Hashtag the vibe is immaculate.
Dude, we're so cool.
A swage. Yeah, for sure. Fwagsies.
This podcast is on fire.
On fleek.
Or on
El Fuego.
It is lit up.
Bro, it yeets out of control.
Gonna yeet like a water.
What is fire in Italian?
Yeet or get yeeted.
Fuoco.
Would you just call me?
I just called you. Fuoco. Fire.
Is it fuoco?
Fuoco.
Fuoco.
Fuoco, like Cuoco, like Kaylee Cuoco, but Fuoco.
That just sounds like somebody from New Jersey wearing a guinea tee saying, "Hey, Bucko."
No, he's just super Fuoco right now. You know, he's super woke. He's Fuoco.
Fucking Woco.
All right, I got to call this real estate
person.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I told him I'd call at 7:30.
Oh, shit. Should I, be assuaged?
I'll call you afterwards.
All right.
Thank you, listeners, once again for listening to another episode of Wet Dad Podcast. If you want more entertainment, or questionable entertainment, as we like to call it, please check out our Patreon. Please give us money so we can buy more stuff for this podcast to bring you more questionable entertainment. Please also check out our email at wetdadpodcast@gmail.com. Please check out our Instagram, where we post all the wonderful, wonderful content that we have of Zach and his selfies at wetdadpodcast.
Wetdadpodcast is brought to you by Unwritten Content, which provides content marketing and copy editing. I help people and businesses who are experts in their field express their knowledge in a way that is entertaining and informative.
Wet Dad Podcast is also brought to you by Keep Left Recovery, a sober coach and sober companion and counseling service located on the west side of LA. Keep Left Recovery specializes in helping young people embrace recovery and helps them tell the stories they did not know they had inside.
Helps you assuage through life.
Boom.